289.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in silent night, holy night, darkness flies, all is light, shepherds hear the angels sing, Alleluia, hail the King. Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, guiding star in thy light, see the eastern wise men bring gifts and homage to our King. Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior. Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Thank the Lord for the great song service. You know, yesterday our young people went over to Kingsbrook, and I tell you what, they done a wonderful job. They really done a great job, and thank the Lord for them coming out and doing that, handing out those little gifts that was put together for them. And they sang and they played music. They played the piano, and they done a wonderful job. And I was just absolutely blessed beyond measure. Just to sit and watch those residents as they just sat there and smiled, I tell you what, they really enjoyed that. And they always do that, and we're thankful. And you know, as I was sitting there listening to these young men sing just a moment ago, there was six of them up here, you know, five of the six are saved by the grace of God already. The only reason the other one isn't saved by God's grace yet is because he's just a little young, I believe. But we don't know. I just continue to pray for our young people. Pray, Lord, continue to bring salvation to them. And, you know, it's just such a blessing to know that your children are safe in the arms of the Savior. Amen. Such a blessing to know that. If you would, I'd like you to go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of Mark in chapter 12. Mark in chapter 12, and while you're turning there, we'd like to welcome our radio audience. This is Brother John Liebrook, pastor of the Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church at Old Town. That's just outside of Greenup County, out of Carter County. You can get to us by taking Route 1 or Route 7. And there's a sign on either end of Laurel Road giving you directions to the meeting house of God's people. And we are also thankful that you've taken time today to tune in to WGOH, share a portion of God's Word. And as I sat in my study this week and pondered over what the Lord would have us to preach today, there was one thing that kept coming back to my mind in one of my devotions where I was reading in my morning and reading, and there's something that just kept coming back to me, and it kept coming back. It's found in this scripture in Mark chapter 12. I'll begin reading at verse 28, and I'll point out the verse when we get there. It runs through verse 34, and I pray that that even today, individuals will realize, as Brother Jim has been bringing forth the importance of God's Word and the surety of God's Word. I believe it was the other day that I brought forth that scripture that he brought forth even this morning, that his word was not going to return unto him void. It'll find its mark. And my prayer is that it'll find its mark in this house today or out in radio land. There might be those out in radio land that we'll never know who have received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior until one day when we get to heaven. And they say so. And I pray the Lord will just open up the windows of heaven upon us today. In verse 28, the Bible says, "And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all?"
And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said unto him, "Well, Master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love His neighbor as Himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he had answered him discreetly, he said unto him, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." And no man after that durst ask him any question. I do want to bring a message today entitled, "Not Far from the Kingdom." Not far from the kingdom. As we said in this house of God today, as we are coming into this house of worship, I'll say this, you're not far from the kingdom. You're not far from the kingdom of salvation. You're not far from the kingdom of Almighty. And I pray that someone today would realize the nearness of the kingdom of God in their own lives. Our most gracious and divine Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow before Your throne today, we do thank You for the privilege, the honor it is, Lord, to come into Thy presence, knowing, Heavenly Father, that the only reason we can come is because of what Your Son, Jesus Christ, done for us on the cross of Calvary, and shedding His precious blood, and applying it to the mercy seat in heaven, not only giving us salvation, but also giving us access into Thy presence. Lord, today we come to You knowing that You hear and You answer the prayers of Your children. And Father, I'm praying that even this hour, the time that we have even today, Lord, that while we're here hearing the Word of God and singing the songs of praise, that individuals in this house and even out in Radio Land might realize the nearness of Thy kingdom, where they are actually in this life in which they now live. Grant it, Lord, there are many that are far, far away from the kingdom today. But these that are under the hearing of Thy word today are near the kingdom of God. And Lord, I pray that being near to the kingdom, that Father, You will draw them on in. You would move upon their hearts and minds and souls and bodies. Lord, that they would receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And in believing open on Him, Lord, You would impart unto them that great gift of faith, whereby none of us would ever be saved had it not been for the gift that You've given us. Lord, I pray, Father, that this thought might come across their mind today. Yes, they're not far from the kingdom. Lord, bless us, I pray, and Lord, forgive us our sin. In Jesus Christ's name, and amen. Emmanuel, to our visiting friends and our radio audience, no doubt there are maybe different thoughts coursing through your minds even now. This scribe, having overheard this conversation, thought it to be a good thing to speak to this man of knowledge as it concerned the law. He had already noticed the well-placed reply of Jesus Christ and noted that He had answered them well. He had considered this one called Jesus Christ could quite possibly answer some more questions as it concerned the law. But in so doing, little did he know that Jesus Christ was to speak to his heart and mind with one simple phrase, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." You know, as I sit and I ponder that thought, it takes me back to the book of Romans in chapter 10. I believe it's in verse 8 where the Bible talks about the fact that, the word is nigh thee, even in thy ears and in thy heart. The word that we talk about, the word of salvation, the word of the gospel. A very heart and mind provoking thought even today among us who are gathered to in this house of worship. But what does it mean and what could it be? Listen, this is a phrase that kept coming back to my mind over and over again. Thou art not far from the kingdom. Thou art not far from the kingdom. I look at the saints of God in this house and I'll declare unto us, we're not far from the kingdom, folks. We're not far from going home and being caught up in the air to be with the Lord Jesus Christ forevermore. We're not far from that. But what would be in the kingdom of God? Jesus Christ spoke to this scribe and he said, you're not far from the kingdom of God. But what would be in the kingdom of God? What would be in the kingdom of God? I believe the first thing that would be in the kingdom of God is the people of God. Amen. The people of God are in the kingdom of God. The born again ones of the Redeemer within the confines even of this house of God. We that sit here who are forgiven of our sins. Listen, we are in the kingdom of God even now. We are even in that place of worship where all who come into this place, gather into this house of God, you must know that you're in the midst of the kingdom of God, the people of God, those that are redeemed and saved by the grace of God. You're in a place, in my opinion, is special. You're in a special place today to understand that you have the Word of God being brought before your ears and you have the things of God being opened up to you. Listen, with the people of God and that because of God's grace and His goodness to each and every one of us. We're people of God. Heaven itself is made up of people of God. Amen. It's made up of born again, redeemed saints of God who have gone on. Even now, they're there in the place of bliss. And they're there because of one thing, salvation. But even in this house of worship today, we're here because of one thing. Because of salvation. Because of that which has been done in our lives, in our hearts, our souls, our minds, our bodies. And even as we come into the house of God, we do so with all of our strength. With love and adoration to the Savior. Amen. Yes. Lost man, woman, boy, and girl, you're in the very presence of the kingdom of God when you're in the house of God with people of God. In the book of Psalm in chapter 32, I'll go back for just a moment. I'll skip around to a few scriptures today, but in Psalm chapter 32, the Bible says in verse 1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Listen, the born again ones are forgiven ones. We are that which has been purchased by the Savior. And even today as you sit in this house of God, if you're here and you're lost, you don't know Jesus Christ, you're sitting in the midst of the kingdom of God because of the saved, blood-bought, born-again ones that maybe you're even now sitting next to. He told this scribe, he said, you're not far from the kingdom of God. Folks, do you realize today that even in this house of God, you're close to the kingdom of God. In the book of Colossians in chapter 2, the Bible says in verse 10, "And ye are complete in Him which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised Him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Listen to me. What makes a child of God is that they're forgiven. They're redeemed. They're saved by the grace of God. That's what makes me different from anybody else that's not saved. I'm a saved sinner. You know, a lot of times you see individuals that act as if that because of their salvation that they're better than everybody else. Listen, I'll tell you right now, I'm not better than anybody. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. That's all I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace, covered with the blood. And the only difference between you and I is the fact that the blood's been applied. Folks, you're not far from the kingdom of God. You're here today and you're lost. You don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Listen, throughout this message, you're going to hear the gospel truth. You're going to hear the way of salvation. And listen, you're not far from the kingdom of God right now, right where you sit. Understand that. What a blessed thought to realize. You're not far from the kingdom of God when you gather with any of the redeemed at any time and anywhere. At any given moment, the redeemed of the earth could be caught up to be with our Savior. And though you as one of the unsaved, you cannot catch a hold and ride up on the shirt or skirt tails of anybody. You would have been in the very presence of the actual kingdom of God with an opportunity, even in this house today, to be redeemed and born again. Just an eye blink. Just a breath away. And the kingdom of God could be yours. Just an eye blink. Just a blink of an eye. And just with a simple reaching out. The kingdom of God is that close to you right now. You know, I'm going to mention some facts about faith in just a moment. But you know, faith. Faith comes about by the hearing of the Word of God. Romans 10, 17 tells us that. So, to be able to be in a place where the Word of God is being brought forth, whether you're in a church house or wherever it may be, wherever the Word of God is being brought forth, listen, there is the essence of power there, and you're not far from the kingdom of God wherever you're at. Saved. And call away. You know, in 1 Corinthians in chapter 15, it talks about that catching away, doesn't it? In 1 Corinthians in chapter 15, verse 51, the Bible says here, look at this with me. The Apostle Paul, he's speaking here at the church at Corinth. And I want you to consider what he's saying here now. He says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." Think about where you're at right now. The Bible simply stating here, listen, we shall not all sleep. There's coming a time when if Jesus steps out on the clouds this morning, we are here and alive. We remain in this house of God. We're here to worship Him and we're saved by the grace of God. And if Jesus should come out on the clouds and call us home, you're in the midst of the kingdom of God. You're in the very presence of those who are getting ready to be caught up, as the Bible here is about to say, in a twinkling of an eye. He says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. We shall be changed. Just in a blink of an eye, just in one breath. That could happen at any moment, at any place, in any time in our lives right now. That could happen right now. Yes, Jesus Christ told this scribe, you're not far from the kingdom of God. He was explaining unto him the sincerity of the word of God, and that which, you know, a scribe was a man who wrote down these things, and he was trying to teach him, listen, you're not far from the kingdom even now. Just your mind, your heart, you know these things. You've written them. You're not far from the kingdom of God. I would say to every lost person in this house today, listen, you're not far from the kingdom of God. You've heard these things. You've been raised in the house of God. And as I look out over this congregation, all those that are in this house today have been raised up in this body. Raised up in this house of God, where you've heard the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, where you've often heard preachers and teachers bring forth the Word of God in such a way and in such clarity that you know that the Bible says that you must be born again. You must be delivered from Satan's grasp and into the hands of Almighty. And there's only one way to do that, and that's through Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Yes, there's coming a day when we shall be caught up. 1 Thessalonians talks about that in chapter 4. In verse 13 down through about verse 18 there, there's a scripture here that talks to us about the fact that, you know, concerning those that have gone on before, you know, we don't need to sorrow as those that have no hope. Listen, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and you die in that condition, you have no hope. Your hope is gone. Think about that. Your hope is gone. There's a time in my life when at the loss of a friend or loved one, listen, it is a true loss because according to their testimony, they never received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And I have lost them throughout all eternity. I'll never ever see them again. That's a true loss, isn't it? But Jesus Christ is telling us here, as it concerns the child of God that have gone on before, listen, don't sorrow as those that have no hope. We'll see them again. Listen, if even right now we should be caught up and we should die, the Bible says we'll see each other again if you're saved by the grace of God. That's how close to heaven you are. Just one breath and one heartbeat away. You know, a lot of times we don't realize that, do we? I mean, we'll drive down the road just like it ain't nothing. But yet you're only inches away from death every day when you're driving on these two-lane roads. You're within inches of death any time that you walk out of your home or even in your home, anything could happen. Massive heart attack could strike. A massive stroke or anything could happen. In a moment's notice, you would be escorted off into your eternal abode, wherever that may be. But right now, oh, you're near the kingdom of God. You're near the kingdom of God. You're with the redeemed of the Lord. And today you're with those that have been born again. And you're even now rubbing shoulders with those that are saved and blood bought. You're near the kingdom. You're with the people of God who are heaven bound and forgiven. You know, in Acts tells us there in chapter 13, I believe it is, in verse 38 and 39, it talks about the fact when it's being spoke of there. Listen, we're talking about the one that you had crucified. Listen, we're talking about the one who had been buried and rose again that you might receive forgiveness of sins. That's the way all of us that are born again have been done. We've received the forgiveness of sin. So the Bible says in verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians 4, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven, and with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet them, Lord, in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." My friend, today, you're not far from the kingdom of God. Secondly, what else would be in the kingdom of God? Brother Jim said it this morning. This old book will be in the kingdom of heaven, folks. This old book will be right there. And this old book will be that book which either is a judge of comfort to you or a judge of woe and impending doom. But the Word of God is going to be there. You know, within the house of God, even this morning, and yes, even within the homes of the children of God, you will see the very Word of God in that place. What makes it so? It's power. It's effectiveness. It's, as Brother Jim said, it's worth. Romans 1:16 speaks about it. I mean, it shouts it from the rafters, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Yes, you're not far from the kingdom of God today. His word is coming forth. His word is in this house and being spoken. His word, as the Bible says in Romans 10:8, is nigh thee. Let's look at that real quick before I move on. Romans chapter 10. Well, let's look at verse 17 to begin with. Romans 10:17. I'll quote you Ephesians 2:8 and 9, where the Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast." But now listen to this. We're talking about that gift of faith. You know how it comes? Romans in chapter 10 and verse 17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Yes, my friend, you're in and very near the kingdom of God yourself right now. You're within earshot of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're within the very confines of the reverberation of God's voice coming forth from the Word of God. And He says unto you today, today is a day of salvation. You're not promised tomorrow. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you back all the way up to verse 8 of Romans chapter 10. And here the Bible says, what saith it? What saith the Word of God to you this morning? Now stop and listen to me. What's God's Word saying to you right now? What is God's Word able to move upon your ears? What is it saying to you even now? He says, the Word is nigh thee. It's right here now. The Word, what is the Word? It is the very voice of God. And God's voice has already said, He commands men everywhere to repent. And that's to each and every one of us that are here in this house today. But in verse 8 of Romans 10 it says, "But what saith it? The Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is the Word of faith which we preach. Yeah, you're not far from the kingdom of God, child. You're not far from the kingdom of God. You're within the earshot. Again, you're within the very essence of being able to be saved. First of all, you must hear the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, or no one would ever be saved. So you're in the perfect place. You're hearing the perfect message of salvation, that is the gospel. And regardless of how stammering the lips of the speaker is, such as I, regardless of how broken the English comes forth, the Bible says the Word of God is the power of God unto salvation. The glorious gospel. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, I believe it is. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, the Apostle Paul, as he spoke to Timothy, he talked about the fact that even from a youth, you heard the Scriptures that were able to make thee wise unto salvation. Friends, you're not far from the kingdom of God. You're not far even now, child, from the kingdom of God. You teenagers, you're not far from the kingdom of God right now. You're not far. God's gospel has come forth, and God's glorious salvation is wound up in His Word. And His Word says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Oh, my friend, you're not far from the kingdom of God, are you? You see, that's what it takes to be saved, to believe that Word. To believe upon the Word of God that's able to make thee wise unto salvation. To believe what God's Word says. And the only way you can believe what God's Word says is to first of all hear what God's Word says. That's the reason why it's imperative that God's people pray and pray for the accountability of the Word of God in the ears of all who hear it. Thirdly, today, what would be in the kingdom of God? Something we've already spoke of just a moment ago. The very essence of salvation, faith itself. That's what's wrapped up in this house of believers now, is faith. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, and therefore we are born again. We're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb because we believe what Jesus Christ done for us is able to save us into salvation. We believe that He took our place. We believe that on the cross of Calvary He died. He shed His precious blood. He was buried and rose again the third day that we might be saved, that we might have eternal life. That's what we believe. You know what that does? That imparts unto us that great gift of faith that Ephesians 2:8 speaks about. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. What is a gift of God? The gift of faith that comes to all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You believe today on the Lord Jesus Christ? God will give you that gift of faith that enables you to trust Him and to believe in the salvation that He gives unto all who will come unto Him. You know, back in chapter 11 of the book of Mark, Mark in chapter 11. The Bible says, and it's a very short verse, but you know, this whole verse 20 down through verse 26 has to deal with having faith in God. In verse 22, the Bible says, "And Jesus answered and saith unto them, Have faith in God." Very simple, isn't it? So that's what's going on in this house today. Everyone that's saved by the grace of God, even now in this place, have had faith in God. In other words, we believe, not with just our mind, but with our whole soul and body. We believe everything that God's Word says. And I believe that He sent His Son to die for me on the cross of Calvary. And therefore, God saves my soul. He gives me the faith to believe. He gives me the guarantee of that belief in the Holy Spirit in coming into my heart. The very essence of salvation is faith. Faith is believing. Believe the Holy Scriptures, and faith is imparted. We have already noted this Scripture, but again, I think it's important for us to take notice of it again in Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So it's a wonderful thing to realize that even in the house of God in which we now sit, you may be here today, you don't know the Lord your Savior, you've never believed on Him, but listen, you're very nigh the kingdom of God right now, because you're hearing the Word that's able to make thee wise unto salvation. Amen? That's what Paul told Timothy. That's what he told him. He said, listen, the glorious gospel is that powerful. Romans 1:16, again he says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? Because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. You're not far from the kingdom of God, lost sinner. You're not far from the kingdom of God even right now. Regardless of who you are, if you don't know the Lord your Savior, you're not far from the kingdom of God. As we said in this house right now, you're not far from the kingdom of God. You're not far. You know, I still see Jesus as he speaks to this scribe, and this scribe, you know, they're pretty wise. I mean, they have written all this law down. They've written a testimony. They've written all these things. And I think he's really just wanting to see how much Jesus knew. Little did he realize how close to the kingdom of God he was. He was right next to the Savior himself. He didn't even realize it. Listen, you may not realize it even today. Jesus is in the house. He's in this place. You're not far from the kingdom of God. You know, again, it declares in Romans 10:8, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and heart. That is a word of faith which we preach. Faith certainly makes up the kingdom of heaven. For without it, well, according to Hebrews 11:6, you can't please God without faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. You must come to Him in faith. And faith is, according to verse 1 of Hebrews 11, is a substance of things hoped for. Listen, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is that one thing that I can't explain to you, except for you must believe. That's it. Faith is one of those things that cannot be reasoned out by scientific evaluation or mathematical equations. Faith is just the essence of believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way you're going to receive it. It's not anything that you can necessarily work out in an equation. Faith is just something you must have to be saved. But in this house of God today, you're not far from the kingdom of God. Every saved person in here has faith. We've been born again by faith. We live by faith. Amen. We don't live by sight. We live by faith. And it's important. It's important to me. You know what? It'd be awful easy to get down if we just keep looking at this world and this turmoil that she's in, wouldn't it? It'd be awful easy to get broken down and brokenhearted when every time somebody dies, we just fall apart. Listen. Again, 1 Thessalonians tell you, listen, because of our faith, those that's died and gone on, because of their faith, listen, we're going to see them again. Listen, he says, don't sorrow those that have no hope. Now, I've heard preachers get in the pulpit preaching a revival. It's a revival to some, to those that's gone on, that's died in the Lord. But I've heard preachers say in funeral services, listen, don't you cry. That's foolishness. That's foolish. That's foolish when he says to you, don't you be brokenhearted. Listen, we're human. It breaks our hearts when we lose a loved one. God didn't tell us not to be brokenhearted. He didn't tell us not to sit there and keep a dry eye and never shed a tear over those that's gone on. He said, don't sorrow those that have no hope. He didn't say nothing wrong with sorrow. just realize, listen, we're going to see him again. Yeah, it breaks our heart right now, but we're going to see him again. You know why? Because of faith. Because of faith. So really, right now, you're in the very presence of faith embodied people. Now, lastly tonight, or today, what would be in the kingdom of God? God Himself. God Himself. Even here in this house of God, we are promised a touch of the heavenly is even now in this place. A touch of the Master's hand. A touch of Jesus Christ Himself as He walks up and down these aisles and in and out of these pews. He's here to touch the hearts of the believer and unbeliever. He does so in the power and form of the Holy Spirit. He says in Matthew chapter 18 and in verse 20, He says, where two or three are gathered in My name, He says, I'm in the midst. You're not far from the kingdom of God when you realize that God's in this house. You're not far from the kingdom of God when you realize Jesus Christ speaking here. He says, listen, where two or three are gathered in My name, He says, I'm going to be there. Listen, I believe and I am just, I don't say this disrespectfully. Listen, I'm just a, well, I just believe. I believe. I keep trying to say this, and I don't think it's right to say I'm gullible, but I'm not gullible. I believe. I know what God's Word says, and I believe every word that He says. He says, if there's two or three gathered in our midst, brother, are you here today in the midst of a Holy Spirit wanting to praise Him? Brother Jim, are you here in the midst of God's Holy Spirit today wanting to praise Him? Hey, listen, I want you to know something, Brother Stephen. Are you in the midst of God today and just wanting to praise Him? He says, where two or three are gathered in My name, He says, I'm going to be there. There's three right there. And I know that God's in this place. And I know that even in this house right now, He's walking in and out of these pews and up and down this aisle. He's just, hey folks, He's here to touch us. You're in the midst and in the presence of the kingdom of heaven. You're in the kingdom of God right now. God's in this place. God's in this house. That's how close you are. That's how close each and every one of you. That's the reason why that I feel that it's so, so important for Christians to pay attention to the Word of God and to understand that in the house He's walking up. He sees our hearts. He sees our minds. He sees everything that we do or not do. He knows the sincerity of our worship. He understands it. He knows our hearts afar off and our thoughts afar off. Yes. You're in the kingdom of God. You're very near the kingdom of God. God is in our presence even now. He's within the heart of every believer in this house. So again, our text declares in Mark 12, 34, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. You are now within the hand's reach of the Master's hymn. Even now, if you was to reach out by faith to touch Him, you'd be just like the lady in Matthew chapter 9, where if she said that she thought within herself, if I can just touch the hem of His garment, I'll be made whole. That's when salvation comes in. That's when God imparts unto you that gift of faith. If you just reach for the hem of His garment. If you just reach out and within your heart's understanding say, I'm just needing to touch Him. I just need to touch the Master. I just need to touch Him. I love that scripture. You know, if you remember, Jesus Christ he was asked to go and bring the Jairus' daughter. He was asked to go and bring health and healing to her, to raise her from the dead. And the Bible says in verse 20, and as he was walking in verse 19, He says, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. What did Jesus say to her? Did he jump onto her for her past sins? Did he begin to upbraid her for her lifestyle or anything? No, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen. You see how close to the kingdom of God you really are? Just reaching out and touching Him. Oh, my dear friend, you're not far from the kingdom of God right now. But just as the woman with the issue of blood, would you reach out for Him today? You're not far from there even now, are you? You know what? I can't imagine. I remember times growing up under conviction. I remember times of hearing the glorious gospel and I thought, man, I ain't far. I'm right on the verge. I know my heart will be a pounding, my mind will be a racing, and I would be considering the things that's being said. I think, oh goodness, here comes the invitation. I'm not far now. But you know what? You don't even have to wait for the invitation. Right now, right where you're at, you could be saved by the grace of God. Right where you're at. By reaching out in faith to Jesus. What does it mean to reach out in faith to Jesus? Just like this woman did. She knew within her heart that all I've got to do is just reach and touch Him. You know what? When salvation comes to an individual, they come to that point. I've got to reach out for Him. I've got to reach out for Him. I've got to trust Him. I've got to know that faith is there. You'll not reach until you've had faith. You know, all that time, I remember sitting under conviction. I heard the gospel message. I heard the way of salvation, and it was pricking my heart. The guilt was coming upon me. God's convicting power was overriding me. Then there come a time when I said, I've got to have some relief. I've got to come. I've got to trust Him. That don't come without the hearing of the Word of God. God's in this place. He's in this place for specific reasons. To hear the worship. To receive the worship. To give life. To give forgiveness. And I believe without a shadow of a doubt that He offers faith to all who will come unto Him. Would you just reach out for Him today? Do like this lady did. Reach on. Reach out for Him. Reach for salvation even now, right where you're sitting. He'll not turn you away. John 6:37 tells us that. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. What's in the kingdom of God today? Are you? I've spoken of these four things that definitely is in the kingdom of God, but I close with this and asking this question. Are you in the kingdom of God? You've been very nigh it all morning. You've been very nigh with the people of God. You've been very nigh with the Word of God. You've been very nigh with God Himself. You've been very nigh with the very thing that brings salvation, that's faith. But are you in the kingdom of God? You're nigh unto it. Just like Romans 10:8 says, it's close to you. It's very nigh in thy heart and even in thy mouth. That is the Word of God, the glorious gospel. And I say unto you right now, just reach for it. Just reach for it. If God spoke to your heart, you know that's what He's waiting on. He's waiting on you to just reach for it. If God has spoke to your heart, you know what He does? He draws you unto Himself. That tugging at your heart's door is not Jesus knocking at your door. It's God's Word saying unto you, it is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come unto the Father but by that Word, by Jesus Christ Himself. Would you not today trust Him? Let's all stand, please. Our most gracious and divine Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow before Your throne this hour, we do thank You for the day which You've given us, and Lord, for the blessing of just being in this house today with Thy people, with all who have gathered here. Lord, I know this is a mixed congregation, saved sinners and lost sinners. Father, I pray that Your salvation would come unto those that are lost and undone even now. Lord, I pray that You've awakened them to the understanding that they're very nigh the kingdom of God, even in this house today. There are the redeemed here. Thy Word is here. Thy faith is here. And the prayer, the power and essence of salvation is here in Jesus Christ Himself. Lord, I pray that You cause the lost to understand their need. Help them today, dear God, to be just like that lady, the issue of blood. Lord, impart unto them that gift of faith that will enable them to reach out for Thee. Lord, bless, I pray, save souls and save lives. Father, forgive us our sin in Christ's name. Amen. Have our song leader and our pianist to come.